From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston.
Here we go. You ready for this adventure? All righty. Page one.
Calione Barnes is sitting down to read a picture book to his 7-year-old daughter.
She liked Dora, you know, Dora and SpongeBob, you know, the typical 7-year-old stuff.
Today's book is about lions and tigers.
Roar! Lion cubs spend lots of time chasing and pouncing on each other. This is how they learn to defend themselves and hunt. Once they are grown, males leave their sisters and mother behind to form their own pride.
But Barnes isn't sitting in a comfy chair at home.
Next page.
His daughter isn't curled up next to him.
Now, this is a different cat.
He's in prison, in front of a CD recorder.
This is called a tiger.
One Saturday morning each month, volunteers make their way through the metal detectors here at Tipton Correctional Center, with big tubs of blank tapes and CDs, stamped envelopes, and lots of books.
We've collected thousands and thousands of books. We probably have 10 or 20,000 books in a storage unit we keep in St. Louis.
Jane Obenshine, she and her husband,
Dana Obenshine.
They've been doing this since 1998, starting at a women's prison.
Seeing the moms with their kids really broke our hearts because a lot of the kids and the moms didn't know each other at all.
Their idea is that a book and a parent's voice can help bridge that gap of distance and barbed wire. These days, the Obenshines and other volunteers visit 15 state prisons each month. Inmates choose a book,
Wildcats,
read it to the recorder, then mail it off across the state.
Sugar, I want to let you know how much I love you and miss you. I just miss you so much, and I hope that you go back and reread your books and reread your CDs and stuff. You have a blessed day, and Daddy loves you. Bye.
In Missouri state prisons, about 60% of inmates have kids. That's 18,000 moms and dads behind bars, tens of thousands of kids on the other side. A few days later, 160 miles away in St. Louis County. What's the book?
Wildcats.
I'm putting her CD in that her dad gave her, the Wildcats, so he can read the book while she's turning the pages.
Here we go. You ready for this adventure?
It helps her a lot because she'll try to sound out the words and then she'll listen and listen and listen till she learn all the words in the book from him reading it to her.
Take a nap under a tree or
rolling
in the grass.
Dontavia Barnes has actually never known her dad outside of prison. She was born a few months after he was incarcerated.
From the moment she was born, I saw her like one time, she was like 2 weeks old, and I didn't see her up until 2010 and she was 5. Her guardian contacted me.
I'm LaVonda Evans.
That's who had her, that's who raised her, that's who changed her diaper.
I've been aware ever since she's been a baby. When she first walked, when she first talked, when she lost her first teeth.
And so then how did you get back in touch with her biological father?
I actually met one of his aunts at her doctor's office, and she gave me his name, and I just wrote the prison.
And was like, look, you know, I have your daughter, and I want you to meet her, and, you know, I just wept.
When he wrote back and we found out where he was, I took her to see him within the first 2 weeks.
The first day I went to go see him. With my mom and my brothers.
It was just a happy day.
It was fun.
It was real great. Because I think every child should know their parents.
And was there a time when you sort of had to explain to her your dad is in prison and what that means?
I had to tell her that on our first visit on the way down. So she understands it to a certain point. Then to a certain point, she does it.
I don't lie to her. She asked me, what did you do? And I told her, Daddy was stupid and selfish and childish.
It was back in 2004. A drug deal turned into a robbery.
And in the course of the robbery, it went haywire.
He was with a friend. The friend had a gun, and the guy they were robbing ended up dead.
Even when there are sort of disturbing violent crimes, those individuals return to the communities and they return to their families. They become parents again.
Clark Peters is a professor at the University of Missouri. He says programs that help parents in prison connect with their kids can make a big difference later on.
If they've been completely absent and there's been no maintenance of that connection, that'll just make for a much more troublesome reentry process.
What's the book you chose there?
It's called Windows of Nature, Animals of the Woodlands.
My name is Shredda Collins. I'm here at Chillicothe Correctional Institute. I've been incarcerated for almost 2 years now.
Here at the women's prison in Chillicothe, 80% of the inmates have kids. Soretta Collins has a 4-year-old daughter.
Hi, Kayla. This is Mommy. I'm going to read you Windows of the Nature, Animals in the
Woods. I guess you can't really explain it to a 4-year-old. The best way I've put it is, you know, Mommy's in big girl timeout, you know, and she knows what timeout is, so she understands that.
Here are just a few of the woodland animals found in America and Europe. 1, woodpeckers.
I'm a meth addict, and my drugs, I didn't see it then in that light. You know, I thought because I was home every night to put her to bed that I wasn't harming her.
4, badgers.
I know I'm always going to be mom. I may not be in her eyes right now, but hopefully I can work back into that relationship. You know, these last 2.5 years, I've lost it. You know, I saw her first tooth. I saw her first walks. You know, I was there for her first words. But I'm hoping she'll take me back.
Kayla, I really hope you enjoy this book, and I hope you learned some things, because I know I did. I love you, baby, and I'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.
About 1 month after I met Calione Barnes at the state prison in Tipton, we met up again.
We was at St. Louis Zoo, and I got out. I got released from prison Monday. Around 9 o'clock Monday morning.
It's Wednesday, 2 days after he got released, and he's waiting outside the zoo to meet his daughter, Dontavia.
What's up, sugar?
It's the first time they've ever seen each other outside of prison.
Where my hug at? Wait, nothing.
How you out?
How I get out? I got out to come see you, so I can be with you.
And did they take you back?
No, I don't have to go back.
You gotta go back.
No, I'm out. I'm free. I come to have fun with you at the zoo.
Okay.
If this were a movie, you would. This is when the sort of you would cue the music, and there would be triumph, right?
Beautiful time, having an awesome time. What about you? Are you having fun?
Y-E-S.
Well, that's not when the story ends. That's when, the story begins, and it's a different tune within a couple of days, often, and it's a very difficult process.
But Barnes says at age 38, after almost 8 years in prison, he's ready for that challenge.
The cycle has to stop. The generational curse has to stop, okay? My mom got killed when I was 12, and my dad got killed when I was 13. I always said that my children wouldn't grow up like me, but yet I was doing the exact same thing that my parents did. My mind is right. I'm not using drugs today, okay? I can be a father today.
Here we go.
Here we go.
From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenster.
Super fast.